Good morning, everyone. I'm Brian Thompson. I am the co-chair of the Human Resources Committee, and let's see, I'll call this meeting to order at 11:02 a.m. And very happy to have John Johnson as a newly appointed co-chair. Great to have a co-chair.
Good to
So.
be here, Brian.
Thank you. And we've
Sure.
got a few new members on the committee, so we'll do a roll call of who's here. Well, so I guess for the formality, John Johnson
Yep, here.
and Felix Reyes,
I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Paul Robertson, muted.
Excited to be here. I'm working on the
Awesome. Great to have you.
mute button.
And Grant Westerson.
Good morning, all.
And Paul Whitescarver.
Here.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all for joining. And Dave Perillo will not be joining us today. So this may be a fairly brief meeting. We'll see how it goes. But I guess first order of business is approval of the minutes from the September 19th, 2023 meeting. And
Move
so,
passage.
thank you, Graham. Not Grant, sorry. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, second from Paul Robertson. Any comments, discussion, corrections to the minutes? All good. All right. All in favor of adopting the minutes as written, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Right. Any
So, just so you know, Brian, I'll abstain because I wasn't there.
Okay, that was next question, Paul.
Same
All right, so Paul abstaining,
and John.
John abstaining. Any other abstentions? Okay, minutes approved. All right, that takes us to public comment period. Do we have any members of the public?
Jill, anyone from the public online?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Moving to item four. So a staffing update and for the most part, you let Ulysses take this task, but I guess just as a little bit of background, we Joe Salvatore left the Port Authority, well, quite some time ago now. When was that? In the fall?
Yes.
And so we've been trying to refill a position to take on the responsibilities that that Joe had. We've made a couple of attempts and have not been terribly successful. So I think I'll let Ulysses handle the update, but I think we're ready to make another run at it. So Ulysses, do you want
Sure,
to update
sure.
us?
Let me pick up from where you left off there, Brian. We were recruiting at the time for a maritime business development manager. And a great deal of the emphasis at that point in time was on business development, which was going to focus primarily on someone who had marketing and communications experience in addition to perhaps some maritime experience. However, it has become very apparent to us that we really need someone coming on board very, very quickly that has solid maritime experience from a dredging standpoint, and someone who can assist these smaller communities with respect to their dredging needs, someone who can also assist us with respect to any studies regarding dredging, any coordination with our Army Corps, as well as Connecticut Deep. We need someone who can actually assist the municipalities in the development also of their harbor management plans. It's critical, really, that we get someone in here who can assist us in those regards. We have gone to, and it was recommended by one of our board members that we also, in as much as we had two attempts at trying to find someone, believe me, when we went out, the numbers were there, but the quality of the candidates just was not there. And so we didn't feel as though we could really just settle, if you will, for someone in this area. So it was suggested that we also perhaps look at perhaps hiring, if you will, a maritime recruitment firm. That is, a recruitment firm, firms that specialize now in the maritime sector. So we've put quotes out for recruiters in this area. We have three that we've received responses to. We're going to be actually conducting a selection, going through our selection process internally with respect to those three, and actually be in a position then to perhaps negotiate with one. But we also I have revised the job description to be a maritime development manager, and coming before you as a committee is really a new job description of a maritime development manager. Someone, as I indicated before, who has some experience in working with the Corps, with Connecticut Deep, working with municipalities, if you will, and assisting them also in their harbor development types of improvement projects. Also, someone who can serve as the lead, for we have a Connecticut dredging team, and we are co-sponsors or co-chairs, if you will, of the Connecticut dredging team. And so we need someone who can also work with Connecticut Deep on the on those studies. Then also at the end, you'll see it says provides administrative assistance to the pilot commission. One of the things that we do not have is someone who was in, let's say, Joe Salvatore's position, who was able to actually assist the pilot commission from an administrative standpoint as well. So it would be good for us to have someone again who has some experience in these areas. So before you is really the maritime development manager. I've also revised the schedule of positions to coincide with this maritime development manager job description, so that both of them are in concert. So, Mr. Chairman, that is kind of a sum and substance of what I'm presenting to the committee today, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Felix has a hand raised.
Say that again.
Yeah, so Ulysses, my question is, was it ever considered to have a management company that can provide these services as a kind of a third party that would work a kind of a contractually for the CPA, or does the CPA want an actual employee? Because I know here in New London we had a lot of the same issues. And what we found out that someone that needs to understand how to run a terminal, marina, dredging, dock master, having the networking, the contacts for the yachts and the business side of it throughout, you know, and you know, capital improvements, being able, that would, for us, that would have served under a company that, and they would determine, here are the menu of services that you want. And we would go under contract and we would provide all these services to the CPA. And that was essentially the better way to go. I don't want to say cheaper, but that was the most organized way to go. So we weren't caught up in, does this one person need to know how to do so many things, and what kind of market exists for this one person to have these 12 skill sets? So that's my only question. I'm sure you thought of this, but that was just from my own experience. But this is an exciting role based on what you're saying in regards of job description. But I know we kind of struck out looking for something similar here as a coastal town as well.
Right, right. I have considered that, and it's a very good suggestion. Here's the reason why we're suggesting that we go in this direction. There are a couple of reasons. One, we have no redundancy here at this time with respect to our staffing. Having someone here is not only here for these specific areas, but can also provide a little bit of redundancy that we need in the office. That's one of the things that this office suffers from, quite frankly. Because we have very, very few staffers. We have one and a half dealing with the financial side, and then there's an office manager and myself. That's it. We need to have some level of redundancy. If any of us, and right now we have two members that are sick. Right? So half, when two people are sick, you know, that's half of our unit gone. And you never know how long it's going to be when they come back. So having the ability for that person not only to work in these specific areas, but be able to assist us with respect to some of the other administrative tasks that we have, it makes a difference in terms of having the staffing. Number one, that's number one. Number two, with respect to the communications and marketing, we've thought about exactly what you're talking about, and that is maybe we can get that kind of assistance contractually. And it's easier for us to get that kind of assistance contractually than perhaps it is for us right now to bring someone on board with the kind of expertise that we need to assist these municipalities. So that's kind of our thinking at this point in time. But we did consider actually doing something contractually. But again, we were running up against the same issue in terms of exactly who would be in a position. We would almost be going to the same recruitment areas and recruitment firms, if you will, for a specialized area, that the kind of specialized areas that we need right now. So it's one of the things we are considering in terms of the marketing side, the marketing and business development. We are looking at perhaps we can do that from a contractual standpoint.
Paul White Scarver has a hand raised.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So could you just kind of you had Andrew Levine there, the quote unquote business manager, and then you had Joe Salvatore from DOT. Can you go over, you know, just remind everybody what those positions were? And it sounds like you're lumping all that into one person. Is that the way this is going? Or can you just remind us what the structure was before?
Okay. With respect to the Joe Salvatore position, I'll start there. Joe Salvatore was on loan from the Department of Transportation. He was on loan from the Department of Transportation as what was called a program manager. And that program manager was responsible for the day-to-day on-site management of the construction project. So he was the on-site construction manager supervising the state pier project. In addition to that, his background was also in maritime. He was part of the maritime unit from the Department of Transportation. And so he took on the responsibility at that point in time to assist not only the pilot commission, but also when it came to administering the ship program, he administered the ship program. And that program is the program we primarily count on for assisting municipalities relative to the infrastructure improvements of the harbors in our small harbors. So he would go out and basically would be the person who would meet with all of the harbor managers, the harbor masters, and basically assist them, if you will, in their application. And he would monitor also the progress of those applications. So when he left, we had no one who was in a position to do that. We also had Andrew Levine, who was the special projects and business manager, manager at the CPA. And quite frankly, Andrew was a jack of all trades. Andrew was the office manager because we had no office manager. Andrew was the communications manager because we had no one doing communications. Andrew basically was he basically was the one who was the administrative glue with respect to the operation, because all you had then really was you had a finance director and a 0.5 fiscal analyst on the financial side. But when it came to day-to-day operations, he was the one who was really counted on for the day-to-day operations of the CPA, along with the executive director. But that was it. Right now, with respect to the specialty that we need right now, we need someone again in the maritime sector, someone who basically can actually assist us in the economic development in the maritime sector. And we really, and when I talked about redundancy, you know, if in fact the executive director were to get sick, leave, whatever, there is no redundancy in that regard.
So I'll just make an observation, because I worked there for 5 months as a consultant, but my observation of Joe was more that he was from Department of Transportation and really was a person who understand maritime construction, more or less, because that's what his forte was. I would tell you that I don't think he really did anything to assist the pilots folks at all, because I don't think he owns a boat, was ever on a boat. He kind of let the pilot group kind of run themselves, and remember that the Port Authority is the administrating body for the pilots, which I thought was, you know, a little short-sighted on our part. I thought the executive director should have been going to the pilot commission meetings because of his role as the overall arching administrator for the pilot association. That's just an observation, what I thought of Joe. His ability to run Small Harbor Improvement Program probably should have fell under Andrew's purview, because it's more about grants. And David, you can chime in here anytime you want. But, quite frankly, from 2020 on, he was just overwhelmed with all the, and for lack of a better term, the bullshit that was going on with the press and the bad press and FOIA requirements. He never got to do his job. If you were to ask me what the Port Authority really needs, is probably some kid out of the Maritime Academy that understands maritime construction. You probably don't need a full-fledged person, and the business management part would be the person that would back up the executive director. And it's more about finding pieces of property that we can develop, not necessarily bringing in people to run a port, right? That's Gateway's job, not the Port Authority's job. That's just my observation. David, you can chime in. You've been there ever since 2019, 2020. So I don't know if you want to say something to that.
Yeah, I think I'll say it a little differently, but I think our comments are very much aligned. There's the immediate needs, there's the midterm needs, and then there's the long-term needs, all of which is obviously rolled up in discussions about the future of the authority itself. The nearest term need is around infrastructure support, both capital projects that we do in partnership with small harbors and dredging that we do in partnership with DEEP and the Army Corps. Before we can even think about allocating staff capacity to figuring out what the next cargo type is, figuring out what the next property is that could be allocated to maritime support, thinking about the ways in which we can maximize the offshore wind supply chain, et cetera, we need someone who's going to be the day-to-day on the existing programs, i.e. dredge and harbor improvement. I think that doesn't need to be someone who, and maybe I'm a little bit unique in my opinion here, but doesn't need to be someone who really even has a ton of experience in either of those things. It just needs to be someone who is diligent, who understands grants, who understands intergovernmental coordination, you know, who can just kind of wrap their hands around this and be a primary point of contact for DEEP, for the Army Corps, and for any one of our municipal grant recipients.
And I also sit
entrepreneurial, you know.
And currently, I also sit on the board of the pilot commission. So the executive director, I totally agree with you about the role there. But it would be good also to have someone who also is also in addition to the executive director there as an assistant. Yeah. Again, redundancy. We have none here.
You know, something we've talked about over the years, right? We've done multiple rounds of ship. We theoretically could have done more. I'll take a little, exception to Senator Austin's comments that we've like ignored the program. We've done it almost annually and we've funded every project that has stepped forward. What we haven't done, which I'm the first to admit, because we didn't have the staff capacity to do so, is we didn't have someone who was knocking on the doors of every eligible community and trying to understand not what they need today, but what they're going to need next year or the year after that, and creating a pipeline for that program. That's the kind of thing that I think this person, you know, would be doing.
Yeah.
And just to add to the background on this a little bit, I mean, I think we did try to combine different functions in our sort of previous recruitment effort. We did take that you know, ship dredging, sort of on the ground function, and try and combine it with a higher level business development, marketing, you know, strategic planning function, and I think that just didn't work. We did not, as Ulysses said, we did not get good candidates. So I think this sort of goes back to separating that out more and focusing on, you know, what David was just describing as the more immediate needs. You know, I think leaving that business development marketing function for another day, perhaps through contracting, as Ulysses suggested.
Grant has his hand up.
Yeah. I appreciate the mention in here about the ship program, because that's an important cog in the state. I would like to see that expanded to many more municipalities, not just the major ones who have the wherewithal to do some of their projects, but I'd like to have a lot of the smaller communities with waterfronts be able to take advantage of something when they really need it. And I think keeping that in focus, and in the job description here, whether it be one person or maybe two eventually, I think is important.
John has his hand up.
Ulysses, I wonder where did or are we regulated by any laws that we have to offer this position at the $75,000 to $100,000 range, or is that something that we've done figured out internally?
We figured that out somewhat internally, but it's also the type of thing that we will be discussing with the Maritime Recruitment Agency in terms of their experience in this area. So this is the range that we basically think that someone of that this caliber might fall within. However, this is also one of the issues that we have on our list to discuss with the Maritime Recruitment Agency.
Yeah, my gut feeling is that that we're on the low side, and it's like anything else, you get what you pay for. And I think that the $75,000 range isn't, despite the fact that there's a wonderful benefit package that goes with it. I think the first thing that anybody who we're talking to, they're going to be concerned about the base salary. So my feeling is we've got to bump that up a little bit.
We are aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think John's right. I'm 10 years away from a salaried employeeship, and there've been an awful lot of changes in that last 10 years. It's close, but I don't think it's there.
Okay. Good. Well, this is all good.
So I guess one question I have, Ulysses, is very specific to the qualifications we've identified. So under the minimum qualifications, general experience, 7 years of professional experience with port or maritime operations and management, plus 5 years experience managing projects or grants. I just wonder, given the conversation, if that focus on port maritime operations and management is the right or necessary experience?
Not really. I agree. I think to Paul's point earlier, it's not really port operations. We've got Gateway to do that.
So since we're talking about that, you might want to mention what you're looking for in an executive director or a maritime, whatever you want to call the guy. If we get assumed by the airport authority, quite frankly, you need somebody that works well with the state and understands state statutes and understands where that relationship is. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a person, you need an administrator, so to speak, not necessarily a guy who, I think we made a big mistake with the first executive director because he came from the private sector, didn't really understand where he sat and what kind of person, what would be looked at and shunned upon in that position, because he's essentially a state employee, whether you like it or not. When you're working for a quasi public, that's what you're doing. So when you're talking about the business manager and the executive director, I think we should understand, how we're going to hire for those two positions. That would be my, I'm just throwing that out there. Okay. I don't think your executive director needs to be a guy who does gateway type business, so to speak. He's a person who's, again, looking for places along the waterfront to develop, to bring in industry, to promote blue economy, economic, a future. That's just an opinion. You might want to separate out, figure out how you're going to hire for both positions or all three positions, and string it out and look and make sure you're looking for the right person.
Right, right. Regarding with respect to the minimum qualifications, are you suggesting also that we take out the word port and just have experience with maritime operations and management? Is that what I'm hearing also? I think it was to take out the word port.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was sort of questioning is even the maritime operations really a critical element here? I mean, I think some
about maritime knowledge. Operations or management. Or well, we're looking for someone with experience in the maritime sector, I thought.
It's more about maritime infrastructure development, right? That's really that a person who understands dredging, who understands sheeting, who understands, small harbor improvement type stuff, it's docks, floating docks.
Okay. Experience with maritime infrastructure development and management. Is that good? Okay. Okay.
All right.
Got it. All right. I'll make those changes.
You might want to just throw in something about environmental issues associated with that. I mean, I'm sure when you get a maritime infrastructure or engineering type degree these days, there's an environmental piece to that for dredging requirements for,
Yeah, I mean, you've got knowledge of relevant state and federal law statutes and.
Yeah.
Actually, laws and statutes are the same thing, but so state and federal statutes and regulations, you could add something specifically about environmental there, I suppose.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not looking at the thing because I'm satelliting up here in Rocky Hill. Oh, so
okay,
sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'll get it here. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So how do we go about selecting the recruiting people?
Okay, but in order to speed this up, quite frankly, what I suggest we do now is internally, we have the three firms. We go through the process and our procedures for selection of the three, and then form an interview committee. And I have, and on the last interview committee, it was you, John, and Grant, and I was going to ask. I believe it was, I don't remember who it is now, but there was a third I was going to ask, from this committee to serve on the selection committee. But I can do that. That is for the interview committee in order to and actually interview the candidates.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to serve.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Do we need to move on to schedule of positions then, Ulysses?
And the schedule of positions, I just made if you look at the schedule of positions, the only change there is to add maritime development manager as opposed to maritime business development manager. I also incorporated just a small general description of what we just talked about in terms of the job description for the manager, for the maritime development manager. I will add in here a couple of the items that you just mentioned from an infrastructure development standpoint, and I'll also add environmental in here as well.
Yeah, good.
So I guess a question there, and David, I'll look to you, is does a change in that description in the schedule of positions need a board approval?
So I think
I mean, if we're not changing the position or the salary range, I think if we come back after recommendation from the recruitment firm in tweaking the salary change, that would definitely require board approval. I think what we're talking about is a pretty minor language change, unless anyone substantially disagrees, but I don't think, because it's not on the agenda for the special meeting today, correct, Ulysses?
Right.
I think that as long as these minor changes are okay with the committee, I don't think that this would require further change.
I think you're correct, David. I think it's not really, some of these things don't amount to much more than a typographical change. Yeah. I think the intent has always been there, but I think the focus on it is pretty much still the same. And you're right. The only time it would really need to go to a major decision is if you change the title's name or the underlying dollars and cents. That's probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
Ulysses, you okay with that?
Hey, yes, sure. So with your approval, I'll just make these adjustments and we'll get this underway.
All right. Sounds like you've got it, unless anybody else has any final comments on the staffing update. Okay.
Okay.
Old business, I don't believe we have any. And new business, do we have any new business? Not sure we have that either.
Move adjournment if you're looking for that.
Okay, that's next. Motion to adjourn, second.
Second.
All right. All in favor. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
See you in 20 minutes.
See you. Yep.